Montrose baseball coach Landon Wareham on the team.
And Montrose baseball coach Landon Wareham, brought to you by the Rick Nelson Agency and American Family Insurance. For a free comparison, call this team of licensed professionals at 970-241-0078. Landon Wareham joins us this morning on the team line. Good morning, Landon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Thanks for coming on. Of course, your team on a nice little two-game winning streak. You pick up a couple of victories against Durango. You win 6-3 in that first game. Let's talk about that, because Titus Weiss pitched really well for you. He had 7 strikeouts, but Jackson Cantner with a big offensive game, a couple of hits, drove in 4 runs to kind of set the stage for that that doubleheader sweep against the Demons.
Yeah, I mean, Jackson hit a grand slam in the first inning, put us up 4-1, you know, after giving up a run in the first. So, you know, that's always, you know, honestly, it's a rarity for us. We don't get many of those. So it was nice to get that and see that. It was good.
And what did you like when you saw from Titus on the bump? As I mentioned, you had the 7 strikeouts in the game.
Titus is Titus, man. You get what you get, and he's going to give you he's going to throw a ton of strikes. He's going to come right at you. And that's what he, you know, did again. So, you know, he's very, very consistent for us. And, you know, we definitely need that out of a frontline guy. So he's been great for us.
And then the second game, you went at 16-3, Landon. You really poured it on, though, in the sixth inning. You scored 10 runs in that inning. And you've been coaching a lot of baseball for many, many years. Not too often do you see a 10-run inning put up by your baseball team.
Oh, we don't do that a lot down here. But we played sharp. We were tougher at the plate, threw a ton of strikes. Actually, in the second game, we actually walked several. Gage, I think he had 5 walks, so we put him on a little bit more. But I don't think we committed an error on the day. Just played sharp and clean, and we were much tougher at the plate than we've been recently.
As you mentioned, Gage Wareham was on the bump for you, but boy, Gage really delivered at the plate as well. 3 hits. He scored a couple of runs. He drove in 4. So did a nice job on the mound for you, Landon, but also, like I said, helped to lead your bats in that 16-3 win.
Yeah, he's probably been our most consistent hitter. You know, he seems to get knocks when we need him, and he continues to do that. So, you know, good day, and you know, just trying to improve. We got a tough one today.
Of course, you have Central coming up today. We'll talk more about the Warriors in a moment. But your team right now, 10-8 overall, 3-3 in the Southwestern League. And as we head toward the end of the regular season, postseason coming up, and you look right now with the seeding index and where you currently sit, Windsor's the number one team. Palisade is 4th, by the way, and you currently sit 16th in the seeding index. So, some important games to wrap up the season. There's still obviously a lot of work to be done in the regular season, but your team in a good spot right now, and can maybe enhance that position a little bit with a nice winning streak here at the end of the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously our goal. Is, you know, we need to move up. You know, 16 puts you in a pretty tough spot, and you know, we'd like to get in the mix where, you know, hopefully you can catch a good seed. And you know, I don't think even if we won out, I'm not sure. I think it would be close whether or not we would get to host, but regardless, we want to get as many of those as we can, and even if we don't host, be in a position where we can go draw somebody that we can go get after.
We take on Central today, Joe Kellerby's team. They're currently 26th in the seeding index, 9-8 overall. They're 1-3 in league play. And anytime you talk about Central, Ryland Nostrand, who, of course, was the top strikeout pitcher in 4A baseball last year, has had another strong season on the mound. Got off to a little bit of a slow start, recovering from an arm injury. But at the plate, he's their top RBI guy, and kind of like Gage is for you, Landon. Ryland Nostrand, good on the bump and good at the plate. He's really helped to lead the way for the Warriors this season.
Yeah, he's a stud, Ben. I have a lot of respect for that kid. He just brings it right at you, and he's going to throw a ton of strikes. He's got great pitches. He's pretty firm. And at the end of the day, you know, what I respect most, he's a competitor. You know, I've appreciated that him. He started since he was a freshman, so we've seen him a bunch. And he shoved it at us last year. He shoved it at Junction last week. He's a top line guy. He's a guy you got to go try to find a way to beat.
And they've also had a really good season offensively from Dayton Tombriza, one of Joe's younger players. Dayton's had a good season in terms of .375 batting average. He's got 16 RBIs. Has him right there near the top as far as their RBI guys go. And so for Dayton Tombriza, has been a really steady bat for that Warriors lineup this season.
Yeah, you know, they got a couple of them. The Koontz kids have been around a long time. I know he swings the bat well. Nostrand, Tombriza, you know, they're a good club. They split with Junction last week. They got good pitching. Obviously, even in their game two, they held Junction to 3 runs or 2 runs or whatever it was. But, you know, we know that's tough to do. We know we have our hands full today and, you know, just want to go compete. I want our kids to go take that challenge against a really good pitcher and find a way to cut the strikeouts down and put the ball in play, and let's see what happens.